Who is this? This message by Brother William Marvin Branham was delivered on Mother's Day, Sunday evening, May 10, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Kimangiyo, lingusale kamuzwale William Marvin Branham, nelikutalizwe kaliza zilabahame la sunda manzibwana, kandao 10, 1959, ili fa Branham Tabernacle. Mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
It's so nice to get to come to the house of the Lord. I think that I was studying some scripture some time ago, and it said that when Jesus drew near unto Jerusalem, that the disciples lifted up their eyes and they saw the holy city in the distance. And they began to rejoice and to say that now will the kingdom be restored.
Ufuyolwe mzwale, kihandeluli kuteha kwandu ya mulena. Nisepakuli neniswili kubala mangoro na kwee nguye felile. Miyabule lakuli Jesu haasutili la kwa Jerusalema. Kuti baluti wawainu la metu wabona, mibabu na munzi oke nile utaye la fahule. Kiaba kalakuba nitabo, nikubule lakuli chwale kikuli mubuso ukawa kutiswa.
And this certain man that was telling or talking about a recent visit to Palestine, and he said that people now in the last year has been coming to a place that when they come up from the valley and look around the bend, the same road that Jesus and the disciples were on at that time, that when they see the city, they start to weep.
Mimuna yomungwe yanabulela yo kamba kwa mbola za kupota kwa hae kwa Palestine, mi abulela kulibatuchwale ngohola, ana asutela kwa siwa kasatengi. Abazo wa mwalibala ni kutalima mwamukulo. Yonanzi la Yesu wana yeo Jesu nivaluti wane baza maile. Haba yobu na munzi. Vaka la kulila.
You know, I believe there was something those disciples in those days felt that the kingdom would be restored again. And now it's almost time.
Amen.
I believe that's the feeling. It's on the people that the kingdom is almost ready to be restored again.
Mwaziwa narumelane kuna nisisimwi valuti wabani mwamazaziani. Seneva utwile. Kuli mubuso ukone kukutisezo hape. Michwale na kose ilifa kaufi. Mi nilumela kuli au kona maikuto obana nisichaba. Kuli mubuso solivu kaufi ni kukutisezo hape.
Brother Neville, our gracious and blessed pastor, has just spoke to me about an oncoming revival effort here at the tabernacle in a few nights to be praying about it. And I told him I thought it would be a blessed thing.
Muzwale neva umulisa na walu na yomunde, miyafu yozwi ubulezi fila kuna kazancha fazoete hakuanu kwa tabernacle, mama sihu alikani kazakula pila kayona. Mi na amubule akuli nisepa ikaba mbuyoti.
You just can't have too many revivals.
Amen.
And many times we get the wrong opinion of a revival. A revival isn't so much as to bring in new members, but it's to revive that which we already have.
Amuko nifira kuba ni kuancha faza kukungata. Miri na kuzengata luwanga ni maikuto afosa alile kuwa mancha fazo. Ancha fazo hakikutisa mamemba la wabancha. Kono kikuncha afaza volu na nikale mwateni.
And I like to say this because I say it from the depths of my heart. I begin to find a different feeling around the tabernacle than what has been for a long time.
Amen.
A feeling of a deep spiritual sense. Like that it used to be long time ago. That something that settles and it's got a real foundation, and I trust that God will bless this little church.
Amen.
And for it again in its power.
Menina nitabela kubulela chwana. Kakuli nibulela chwalo kakuzwelela kwata sapilu yaka. Kuli nikala kuba ni maikuto ashuta na mwata benakile kufita abilete ngifana kwe telele. Kima ikuto azivo yevu kiti ya moya. Inge mwone kubela angali na koza kale. Kuli sesi mwi sesi katulusa mi kisamuto mwaniti. Mini sepakuli mulimu ukafuyola kile Kenya na ye mihape mwamata ayona.
And I see the building program going on, and I think that's a great thing. For sooner or later, we older people are going to take off the armor and hand it back into the hands of our children and walk up that golden stairway.
Nini bona musebezi wakuye ha oweza hala? Mini sepakuli ya nikinto ende. Kakuli chonongu filafa Luna baba hulu lukangali luaniso ni kutambeka mwamazo awa nabaluna. Nikuya kupahamanzi la ya gauda ye kamba mayani.
The other day I passed that halfway mark now of 50 years old. I just can't realize that. Don't seem like it's been no time since I was hauling groceries for Chris Meissner. About 16, 18 years old. But just went somewhere.
Zazireli ngwine nifitelezi faka lulo ya fahali ya nichwale. Yami ya haye mashimi ya kitalizo ya kupepwa. Anisao pula filazeo, akubwona likuli kufitile na kofani, inge nisalu alanga liviana za kule ikisa za vo Chris Meissner. Mwendiki 18, 16 miaha ye 18 ya kupepwa. Kono yi chongile fela.
It just goes to show that here we have no continuing city.
Amen.
But we're seeking one to come. And that's the city where God is builder, and there will never be no end there.
Sibonisa fela kuli fa haruna muzi wa mbuwa o inakamita. Kono lubata wani o sataha. Miwani kona muzi ko mulimu kie na muyahi. Mite ngikwani hakuna kuba mafelelezo.
This morning as I was speaking on the subject of Mother's Day and trying to place Mother not as she really is and the old age with the wrinkles and onus or crutches or an old wheelchair, armchair, and a little pot of flowers sitting by her, but Mother in the resurrection.
Amen.
Restored back to her youth and standing shining as a queen.
Kachenu kakusasana anenisuli kuambola fatuto aliza zilabahame. Nikuli kakubea ame kushutana ni mwa inezi luli. Mwabu supali ni mangonde nilika kaufela. Mila muya hae kamba sipula sakale sa mawili. Kamba sipula sakuputa. Nipo otonya na yalipali sa yeve ilwebu kaufi niena. Kono ome mwazuho ya kutisizwe kwa buncha wa hae. Niku yema ingi ya venya sinamufumahali wa mulena.
That's the way I like to think of my mother. I don't like to think of her as she is today. Old. I like to think of what's coming. Now, I know you feel that way about your mothers. Think of her as she really is. In her heart.
Kono mwone la tilakuna anila abo macholo. Anitabili kubana anila inge mwa inezi kachenu. Vasupali. Nitabila kuna ana kaze sataha. Mina aziba mwomu ikutula kabo mamina. Mubana hane kamwa inezi mwapilu yabona.
Though many as this poet says, life has not been easy for her, but she'd live it all over again just to do something for you.
Amen.
So God's going to make it a way so she can live forever with you. So I'm glad of that.
Niai kenge bungata sina muloki yanaize bupilo abusikaba bila bunolo. Kono bapilile hape kuliba kuwezeze sika. Kona kulimulimu kali yeza kuliba pile kuyakwile nimina. Kacholo ni tumezi kaseo.
I don't know why I made this announcement this morning that I would speak tonight, if the Lord willing, on who is this. Certainly don't know how I'm going to do it, but I've been busy up to about an hour and 10 minutes ago on interviews all afternoon and had specials and emergency calls and couldn't make them. And I want you to continue to pray for Dr. Sam. He's coming along fine, and we're thankful. And Dr. Baldwin and Miss Baldwin are both recovering. They're getting along fine.
Hanizibili baka, leni bolelezi chualo kakusasa na chwana. Leni ka bolelabu si ubo, haiba mule nala takaza kima ngiyo. Mane hanizibi monika eziza zatengi. Kono ni vile nipateha, konji muendi hola fila kamba mizuzu yeli shumi yefitile. Baka insali puzo musia likau fila. Mi, nelina ni zei pitezi ni nilipizo za putako. Nipalezu yuku likwanisa. Mini batakuli muzwele pilikula pila Dr. Sam, usweli kubahande miru itumezi. Mi Dr. Baldwin ni musalabo Baldwin buweli wabona basweli kupanga tachwale. Basweli kufola hande.
Now I want you to put a new one on your prayer list this afternoon. That's Harry Lease down here, the druggist. Harry's a personal friend of mine.
Ni batakuli mube alimungwi fama vizo alita peromusi alichwana. Yo ki Harry Lease kulokuanu. Mulekisi wa miliani. Harry kimulikana kaluli.
And as long as I've known him, I thought he was a Christian until this afternoon when his brother made requests for the salvation of his soul. Brother Mike Egan brought our trustee here brought the news, and Harry is in a serious condition out at the hospital.
Miaibirefila na muziba ni upuzi kulikimu kreste kufitila musiali wo. Muzwale wa hae ukupile puluso ya moe wa hae, muzwale Mike Egan. Utisize musepali waluna kwanu. Ulutise lizeli ngusa, mihari umabu ino wubu maswe, kwani kwa spatila.
I didn't know he thought that much of me, but he turned his own pastor down this afternoon, the pastor of the church where he goes, and wanted me to come see him. And I want to go see him. So pray for Harry.
Nenisa azivikuli, uni upule langaze ndeze kumafo. Kono hanezi mulisa na wahaye mustia lichwana, kamba mulisa na wakileke kwa yanga. Mina batakuli ni tahe ni mubone. Mini batakumubona, kacholo ni lapele Harry.
We're glad here tonight to recognize as my friends here from down in Georgia, Brother Welch Evans and his family. I see also other visitors that I didn't know them, probably was here this morning.
Lutabile mo busi uchwana kakule muha, kulibalika ni waka baba litengi mo yazo kwa Georgia, mzwale Welch Evans. Niluba silwa hae, na wana hape wapoti baba ngui, wana nisa azivi niye nana alitengi kakusa sana chwana moho.
If I'm not mistaken, I see Brother Sister Elmer Collins back there from Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, you haven't changed. Look like you ought to have on your railroad clothes and coming in from the track. And welcome back home. And I can't ask you to stay here because you found a place better. See, that's very fine, Phoenix. Like to live there someday myself.
Aiba niskafusa, nivona muzwale nikezeli Elma Collins. Kwa mula okwani, yazo kwa Phoenix, Arizona. Hoho, hausika chincha. Kubona la inge kuligusa pezili ya palo za kwa njanji. Mi uzwelila mwanzila ya mwamushitu. Mi wa muhezwi mutambo kikwa lapa. Aniko ni kukubulila kuli uine kwa nuka kuli ufumanisi wa kasisi ndi mwabona. Zeo kizende luli, Phoenix, nitabela kupila kwa niza zile lingwi na kasibili.
And then I see Brother Smith here at the Church of God out there. Brother Smith, it was giving me your little book the other day, or yesterday afternoon late. I haven't read it yet, but I certainly will endorse it. As long as I know you wrote it, it's got to be real, true scripture. God bless you, and I hope it's a success.
Michwale ni mbuna Muzwale Smith fa wa Church of God kwa ndika 4. Muzwale Smith inaani fileka bukanyana za zilingwi. Kamba maavani musihali, ase liyobata. Anisika kabalaka lefatingi. Kono luli ni kailumeleza, haivile fela nizibakuli kiwe na yaka ngozi. Kaluke la kubaka niti, mangolo aniti. Mulimu akufu yole, minisepakuli kituto.
And many others, I could say, you're all welcome here at the tabernacle. And I enjoyed that song this morning of Sister Stricker that sang he's looking through the lattice at her.
Ni babanga atababa ngichwalo boni kuna kubulela kau fela mwa muhezu kwanu katabe na kere. Mine ni ikozi pina ya nika kususa naka chenu yake zeli strika. Yene bula akuli usuli kutalima kwa miloho kuyena.
My Mennonite brethren here, glad to have them in and all of you. And a friend here I believe from over in Illinois. His son's taking recordings in the back. Get to meet them again. And so many, I might don't think I'm slighting if I don't call your name, but I just welcome you all.
mizwale baka ba Mennonite mo kiti abo kuba nibona mohali mi o ka ufilamina mulikani mo na lumela ya zulila kwa Illinois mwana hai wa mushimani usuli kurekoda kwa mulaho nikababona hape nibabanga tahulu nakona musike kunana kuli na amenyanyifaza anisabizili bizolamina konona myamu hela ka ufilamina.
Now let us read tonight for a scripture lesson out of Matthew the 21st chapter, beginning at the first verse and reading down in 11th inclusive.
Chwale haluba lengi busi ubo kwa palo yali ngolo kuzwa mwamateu kawahanya 21, kukala kati mana ya wani ni kubala kushetumuka ni 11 hamo chwalo.
And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, there came and came to Beth, unto the Mount of Olive, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.
Chwale habasu telezi kwa Jerusalema, kwa ni vataha ni kutea kwa Betefage, kwa lilundu alikota za olive, mi Jesu alumabaluti wa babaveli. Alikubona, muye mwamunzi omutalimile, mikapili muka ufumana kambongolo kakafungilwe ni mwana akona. Mutubo fulule, mi munitise zetona.
And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh in meekness, setting upon the ass and a colt the foal of an ass.
Mutu haka mibuzataba, mubule kuli mulena watu tokwa, mikapili ukatuluma. Taba yeo yezi zwekuli kweza hali sisi bulezi wikimu profita hali. Mvule lele mwanamu sisa na wasi yone muli. Vona mule na hao kiyo utaha kuwe na ili ya Musa. Apahami fa kambongolo kana kambongolo.
And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the coat, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon.
Mivaluti wa kihabaya, vaeza sana babulelezi Jesu. Vatisa kambongolo ni mwana akona, vayala lia palozabu na kutona. Mivainisa, vamu inisa fatengi.
And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and cut down branches from the trees, and strode them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!
Twale undi wanyangela wayala liyaparo zabo na mwanzila. Mibaba mwibale mamataku alikota, vayala mwanzila. Mibungata bubu zama kwa pili, ni bubu latelila wahuweleza wali, Hosanna! Kumwana Davida, kulumbe kwe ya teha kalibizo la mulena. Hosanna kwa mahalimu akwa halimu.
And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
Chwale hake na mwa Jerusalema, muzikau fela wae mama efefe mibali. Kima ngiyo, mibunga atabwali, ki Jesu mpolofita yazwa kwa Nazareta. Aluina misengilito uzaluna kwa tapelo.
O Lord, we wondered just what we would have said if we lived in those days. But we are living in a greater day, when we are looking for him to come.
Oh, mulena, aluzivi fela zene luka bulela kambe nelupira mwama zazi ani. Kono lupira mwali zazi leli tunamane, molusweli kumulivele la kuliatahe.
And as we are making preparation, Lord, getting our hearts prepared and bringing in all the sheaves that we can gather from the harvest fields, both at home and abroad.
Miyalunze lwitu kisachwalo mulena, luluki selipiluza luna, nikuti satengi mangata kaufira oluko nakububula mwama simu akutulo. Mwahae ni kwa hule.
We are thinking and in anticipating on the time that we shall see him coming, riding on a white horse, coming down from the portals of glory.
Lunahana nikaku puzo yanako yeluka mubona inza ataha apami fapele sa yesweu azwa kwa makamba akanya.
To change and fashion this old corruptible bodies of ours into a glorious body like unto his own, where there can be no sin or no sign of death ever enter, and we shall see him as he is and live and love him throughout all ages that is to come.
Kuto chincha ni kufetula mivili yalu na ye vola ye. Kuta mwamuvili oswana ni wahailuli. Kogusike kuyoba sibika mba neva si supo salifu sesika yokena. Miluka mubona kamwa inezi ni kupila. Nikumulata muhalama sika kaufela asataha.
We thank thee for this church and for its pastor and for the trustees and the deacons and for every person that comes here and for the visitors that's in our gates. That's sheep of the same fold but from another corral. We would ask that you would bless them tonight with your presence.
Lwai tumela kuwena kwa kileke ye ni mulisa na wayona. Ni kwa ba sepahali ni madikoni ni kumutuka ufila ya teha mwalimo. Ni kwa ba enyi baba limuhali kuluna. Kona lingu za muta piwoswana. Kono limamula kausili. Lukupakuli ulifu yole busi ubo. Kakubateni kwa hao.
And feed us on thy word, that we might go from here tonight with the determination to be better Christians than we have ever been. May we go with the new hope in our heart and with joy waiting for his coming.
Milufepe kalinzula hao, kulilukone kuzwa mobu si ubo, kama yemo akubaba kreste babande kufitia moluvezi. Luzama eni sepo yencha mwali piluzaluna, nitabo. Lunze lulivelezi kutaa kwa hai.
If by chance there would be some among us who are sick and afflicted, we would not forget to pray for them. That they coming into the building tonight where we have gathered for the worship, coming in sick, may they go out well.
Haiba kamu kwa umu ngwi, kukaba baba ngwi mwa haluna, baba kula ni kuzieleha, haluna kulibala kubala pele la kwa tengi. Kuliba kone kutaha mwamu yao busi ubo. Molu putaha nezi kutoku kulapela. Vata hile inge bakula, haba ye inge bafolile.
And we would ask for those that are convalescents in the homes and the hospitals and are on the beds of affliction. We pray, O God, that your mercy will reach down to them.
Milu kupela baba sweli kufola kwa matuku. Mwama lapa ni mwali patela. Ni baba li mwami mbeta ya makulano. Luala pila, oh mulimu. Kulisishe mosa hao, sivafitele nivona.
We would pray for those that are indifferent tonight.
Amen.
That has not yet tasted and seen the Lord is good. That doesn't know what it means to be loved by God. They just don't understand what they are missing.
Lula pelela baba sai sezingana kwali kabusi uchwana. Baba sikata tubakale nikubona kuli mulena kiyomunde. Baba sazivita luso yakulatiwa kimulimu. Haba otusisi fela sebatonda.
Oh God, may some radio broadcaster some way touch their hearts.
Amen.
And their emotions may be turned to thee. Before the door of mercy be closed and they be shut out, to stand the judgments without mercy.
Oh, mulimu, mima anzu ya mangwe fasilimba, kamba nzila yengwe chualo isu, wale lipiru zabona. Mima ikutu wabona, afetu ile kuwena, sikualo sasi shemo sisika kwali wakale. Mi vakwale luwa kwa andi. Kuliva yemele katulo kusinasi shemo.
Help us, Lord, these things we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus and for His glory. We ask it. Amen.
Lutuse mulena, litabaze, lulilapila, kalibizo la mulena Jesu. Ni kwa kanya hailu alapila. Amen.
The people were so crowded around the gates and the streets were jammed and there was not even room for people to sleep. They were laying outside the wall, all over the grounds, because this was the Passover.
Sichaba nesisi nani maswe mwaminyako. Mane mikwa kwa ne ilifela maefefe. Mane nekusina nebasi baka sakulo bala sichaba. Nebalo vezi faande alimota. Mwamubu mane kukau fela kakulie nilipaseka.
And people come from all over the known world to worship at this time. It was a time when the Paschal Lamb was slain and it represented their deliverance out of Egypt, the bondage.
Nisi chaba, nesizu wakai ni kai mwalifasi kutola pirakana koye. Nelina koyeo ngunyana ya paseka neitabilwe. Mini neye melatu kuluho ya bona, kuzwa mwaege pita mwabukoba.
And they kept this annually. Every year this great Passover took place. And it was one of the most outstanding times of the or events of the Jewish religion because it meant the time they were delivered.
Mi babuluka cholo mwahani mwaha silimo ni silimo paseka ya silimo se yanga sibaka. Mineli ilingwi ya zei pitezi luli mwalinako za kambalikeza alo vulapeli wasi juda. Kakuli neitaru sanako yene balukululwa.
All people love to think of that, the time they were delivered. How that each of us tonight can go back to the time when we were delivered. What it meant to us.
Batu kaufela vala takuna na onacholo. Na kuyewa lukuluha. Kulimane ufiwalu na kaufela busiubo, luakuna kukuta kwa mulao, mwana ako yelu lukululwa. Seo na kone itaulu sakuluna.
I can remember in my own experience how my poor boyish heart craved to touch God. I thought, oh, if I could only go up and knock on His door and talk to Him a little while.
Na upula mwa kutwisi soya kaluli kamo pilu ya kayabu anana fela mwone ila tiraku swalela mulimu. Na upula kuli, oh, kambene nikango ngota fela fasi kolosa hai. Nikuwa mbula niye na hanya ni fela.
And of course, you know my story. I got me a paper and pencil and was going to write him a letter because I couldn't talk to him. And I know that he lived in the woods because I had heard him. Now I'd seen his moving in the woods and I...
Ni enisha mwazibali kandilaka, neningile pampili ni potoloto. Mine niya kwa kumungole lali ngolo kakuli nenisa kuni kwa mbola niena. Mine nizibakuli na apilanga mamushitu. Kakuli nenimu utwile. Mine nivoni kuzama ya kwa hae mwalikota za mshitu. Mine li?
A certain old familiar path that I used to go down when I would be hunting or going fishing. I thought I'll just tack it on the tree and address it to Mr. Jesus. Just some way so that that burden could be from my heart.
Nilikanzila kakazibala hande kakale. Kere nifitanga hane niyanga kwa kuzuma ni kuyoshuta. Na upula kuli nikali ngongote la fela fakota. Nikuli ngolea kubo Jesu. Kamu kwa fela umungwi kulimutio wani uzwe fapilu yaka.
Oh, that night down yonder. I might forget my age. I might even forget my name sometime. But I can never forget that hour when He delivered me from sin.
Oh, busi ubwani, inge nilikwani. Na kona kulibala siye mosaka. Na kona neba kulibala libizo la kalina kozemwi. Kono ani koni kulibala hola yani, hani lamulela kwa sivi.
Something took place down inside me that it's helped me through the great hours and darkness. The hour of my deliverance. The weights of sin left me and I was a new person. I'd been a new creature in Christ Jesus ever since.
Sisi mwisae zahala. Mwahali kuna. Sisi nitusize mwahali hola zetuna. Mwali fifi. Hola ya tukulu hoyaka wima wasibi wanisia. Mina abamu tuyomuncha. Nivilesi bupiwa sisi nchaku Kriste Jesu kuzwele launafani.
And these Jews, they come up each year and there was a fountain inside the church. And they've taken the bread and the bitter herbs and the lamb. And they drink from this fountain in the church and they rejoice together because that God had showed them favor.
Mima juda wa vataha mwaha ni mwaha. Mine kuna ni nisiliva mwakeleke, mikiyaba anga ni nisinkwa, ni miloho ye baba, ni ngunyana, miba anuwa mezi asiliva se mwakeleke. Miba nyakala la moho kakuli mulimu, na babu nisizemu hao.
So this being the Passover time, and not only was it the Passover, but it was a special Passover. You know, there's sometimes that we go to church, and we always love to go, but there's sometimes that something special happens.
Kacholo ye kakuba paseka. Mi nesifela paseka. Kono neli paseka ye ipitezi. Mwaziba, kuna nzelu yelanga kwa keleke mi. Kami taluta velanga kuya. Kono kuna nilina kozengwi. Fokweza halilanga nto ye ipitezi.
And this was one of those times. The air was charged with expectancy, just as it is today. All the eyes of those who loved him was watching for him to come into the gate. And I believe it's a great deal that way today. For those who love him are looking for him. The air is charged with expectancy.
Miye neli limu yalina kozani. Moya nofukile hande zangana katibelo letuna. Inge fela moku inezika chenu. Meto kaufela ababa mulata na amuli velezi kuli atahe mamu nyako. Mini lumela kuli, kinto yetuna nikachenu. Kubaba mulata mibamuli velezi. Moya uzwa kani katibelelo.
When we are living in this day, when the earth is actually has become one great powder keg. And science is telling us it's just 3 minutes until midnight.
Kantilu pila mwali zazile. Foli fasi aliswelikuba. Fela sinamusili. Wa koma yetuna. Mi science ilubulele lakuli. Seli fela mizuzu emila lukuli ive fala busihu.
And I'm sure you was reading as I the other day that story of this general in the army said that if there was another war, it would only last just 2 or 3 minutes.
Minizi wahande kuli nemusuli kubala sinana zazireli mwi. Likandela nilandu wa lumeyo mwabulichi mende ya naize kuli. Haibane kukaba anduwa ye mwi. Neikaba fila kamizuzu ye mibeli kihona.
The old days of battling and shooting rifles and digging foxholes, that's all over. They claim the next war will be just 2 or 3 minutes.
Mazazi akale akulwana, nikukunu palitobolo, nikukata misima yama wawa yofu mane akai nikai afelile. Babule akuli ndua ye tatama, ikawa afela mizuzu ye mibeli kamba imilalu.
Someday some topsy-turvy person's going to blow his lid off and fire one of those bombs. And when they do, we've got listening posts everywhere to fire it right back again. The world just can't survive that.
Zazireli mwimu tiyomu mwi ya sana hani handi. Uka fasulasi kwa hezo, ni kutibulu la ilingu ya linda la miti zani. Miaka za cholo, Luunanizelu le Musa kai. Kulilikone kulikunupa hape kwa tengi. Lifasi aliko ni kupira kaseo.
Everyone at the Passover knew something was going to happen, but they didn't know just what it was.
Mangi kwa paseka na aziba kuli. Kunani, sesi na nikweza hala. Kono nebasa azibifira kuli. Kisika mangi.
And that's the way it is today. Most everyone knows that something's fixing to happen. Everyone knows that. You can talk to the sinner. You can talk to the merchant. You can talk to anyone. Oh, it's such an unresting time for the world.
Mikwala moku indezo na choro kachenu. Bungata wa mangi ni mangi wazibakuli. Kuna nisisi luke la kweza hala. Mangi ni mangi uziba cholo. Wako na kuambola ni mweza libi. Wako na kuambola ni mulekisi. Wako na kuambola kumutu ufika ufila. Oh, kina kweza visa maswe mwalifasi.
But you can talk to a man or a woman that's looking for him coming and the glory is on their face shining out. They're watching for that great event. So the whole air is charged again, expecting something to happen.
Kono wako na kuikambo tani muna kamba musali yali velezi kutea kwa hae. Mika nyaifasifati osahae miyawenya. Ulivelezike za halotune yani. Kacholo moya kaa ufela ufutuma lile hape. Kulivele la tabaye mwikuwe za hala.
The world doesn't know what's fixing to happen. But the church of the living God knows what's going to happen.
Lifasi alizivi sesika angasibaka. Kono hai likelekea mulimi ya pila. Ya ziva sisi ulikuwe za hala.
They know that soon the trumpet will sound. And we'll see him come riding out of glory on a white horse. The armies of heaven following him, and those that are dead in Christ will be raptured and tucked up to meet him in the air. That's what we are looking for. We're longing for it.
Bazi bakuli chwanongu, tolombita ikalila. Minu kamu wona hataha, apamikuzwa mwakanya, fapizi yesweo. Mili mpizali halimu, limutama mulao. Mibawa shwezi ku kreste waka angelwa. Mibakamba meku yomu kata nyeza mwambi mbilu. Ko na zaru libelezi. Lui takaleza zona hakalo.
And we're told that the souls of those mothers and so forth we spoke of this morning just under the altar of God are screaming, how long, Lord, how long? Mother wants to see you as much as you want to see her. And our loved ones wants to meet us as well as we want to meet them.
Minubulelo wakuli, mioyo ya baha mebani. Ni baba ngucholo, walu bulezi kakusesa na chwana mwate asifila aletare ya mulimu. Basu li bahu wabali, kukangana kwe kumakai mulena. Kina kwe kumakai. Boma ho wataku kubona. Sina wena mobati la kubabonela. Miba lati wabalu na bata vela kulukata nyeza. Sina luna molu bati la kubakata nyeleza.
What a reunion that'll be when he comes to meet our loved ones and see them in their resurrection body and glorified and walking around with the air of the resurrection.
Aki kukopa na sinchani ko, moku kavela hataha. Kuyo katanyeza balati wabaluna. Nikuwa vona mamu vili wazuho. Nikufi wakanya, nikuza mahamo ni vomu chasanda vazuho.
Watching their character, how it's changed, the meekness and quietness, and it won't be a hustle and bustle and jump and jerk.
Amen.
But we'll have all eternity to live together.
Inge watoko mela mikwayabona, moi chinchelize, Musa ni kuishua. Mia inaku babu tata babu tuna ni mabote, ni kutula, ni kumbambala. Kakuluna kaa ufela, luka apila kuyakwile. Hamoho.
Oh, this great neurotic age that we're living. Just not no time for nothing. Just climbing and jerking and grabbing. Why, it's a terrible day.
Oh, lusika lolo, abu pulumu kimolu pila. Mane akusana na koyesi yezi. Kiku pama fela, nikunjanja, nikuhohana. Kiliza zileli sabisa.
Then, as they waited for something to happen, it was too bad. that many of those at the Passover never got to see him. Yet they knowed something was going to happen, but yet they didn't get to see him.
Miyane balibelezi taba ye mwikwe zahala, neli ntwe masoluli kulibungata wabona kwa paseka kwani, vamubona. Ibo, bazi wakuli sesi mwi, sina nikwe zahala, kono nitengi, nibasika mubona.
So it be at the coming of the Lord. There's many restless people today that knows that something's fixing to happen, but they'll never see him.
Kona moku kavela ni kutaa kwa mulena. Kuna ni vatu wabangata, baba tokule pumuloka chenu. Baba zivakuli, sesi ngui, silivelezi kwa zahara. Kono haba na kumuvona.
For he will come in the stillness of the midnight to catch away that little church.
Amen.
That's longing and waiting and expecting to see him.
Amen.
That's the ones he'll come and catch away.
Kakuli ukate ha, mwaku kuza kwa fara busiu. Kuli angele kere kenyana yaani, ye nyolezwi, nikukuluvela kumubona. Ona vao, kona bakata ila kutoshimba.
Many of the world who is living on the glamours and the feasting their souls upon the things of the world will never know what happened until the church is gone into glory. For he will come as a thief in the night and catch them away. So we can see we're back again to the same place.
Bungate walifasi, vapira mwamwe lembo ni kunyakala lisamio yabona kalifasi. Hawa na kuzibazeza alile kufitila kireke ya seile mwakanya. Kakuli ukate asina lisholi labu siu ni mtoba angela. Kacholo lubona kuli, lukutile hape mwasiba kasisi swana.
Now, we find out that this expectations that God comes to those who, all through the scriptures, it's been the same thing that they are, he always appears to those who are expecting him.
Amen.
Always to those who are wanting to see him. And I'm sure that that's the hope that's on our hearts tonight.
Chwale lufumana chwana kuli, tibele loye, kuli mulimu utaha kubona vao, mwala mangolo kau fela, ibile ntwe swana. Kuli vakoneku, yena ubabona halanga fela, kubona, baba mulibelezi kamita, kibona baba bataku mubona, mini ziba hande kuli, yeo kona sepo ya lipi luzalu nafusi ubo.
It's been about 6 months ago, I suppose, I was testifying to some people, and I said, oh, to think of it. But just most any time he'll come.
Selili kweli, zesilezi chwale, kwa mula huna asepa. Nini soli kui kabela bupaki, nivatu wabangwi. Mise nili, oh, kuna hana, kazona. Kikuli, kanako ifi kaofela ukataha.
What caused me to say that? I was speaking of Brother Bosworth. When I went to see that old saint, when we heard he was dying 80-something years old, the wife and I going down to there to see him before he died, I just had to say something to him. I like to watch saints when they're entering glory. And I had to see him and we burnt the tires off of the car.
Nisene, siniti seleze kubulela cholo. Nini bulela kamuzu wale Bosworth. Ane ni ilobo na mulumeli wa mchembele yaani. Hanelu utuwa kuli uya ashwa. Wami haeye itebukana ya kupepwa musala kanina neluya kwa nikuyo mubona asika ashwa kale. Nini ilo mubulele la fela teaba emwe. Nitabelanga kubona balumeli haba kena mwakanya. Mina yo mubona milua uwe lanzila kalubilo lwa mata ya mota.
But when I got there and rushed into the door, in a little corner laid that old patriarch. He raised his head up when he seen me coming, his old feeble arms hung out with the flesh hanging down, and he reached his arms for me.
Kono hani ofita kwani? Nikukiti mela kwa munyako, mwamuzuzu oli kanifela nekulobezi enamu patriareka yaani ya mchembele. Hai nulatoya hae, hani bona inge nitaha, mazoa hae asupezi na nyenda ela kusinamata. Nina ma inge ilepelela, mia otorula mazoa hae kuna.
And I grabbed him around the neck and screamed, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. For he was a sainted godly man.
Minamu kumbatela mwamulala nikuhua na liwondate wondate. Likoloiza Israele ni bapami babona. Kakuli na alimuna wabula peli. Muna wabumulimu.
And I said, Brother Bosworth, I want to ask you something. Do you believe that you'll get well? He said, oh, I'm not even sick. I said, well, what's the matter? He said, I'm going home. He said, I'm tired and I'm wore out. And I just want to go home.
Minali, muzwale Bosworth. Nivata kukubuza nto engwi. Kana ulumela kuli ukaba hande. Kiali, oh, namane hanikuli. Nali, ki hande, kibutata mangi. Miali, ni ya kwa hae. Kiali, ni katezi minipote ileruli. Minivata fela kuya kwa hae.
I said, then you realize you're dying? I said, I want to ask you something. Back down to the 70 some odd years of ministry, what has been your most glorious minute? Could you speak to me, sir, and tell me what experience you had down along the line that you could count your greatest hour?
Nali kona kuli waziba kuli washwa. Nali nivata kukubuzantu engwi. Kwa mulao muendili Moses 70 buka na chwalo zabulumiwa. Kiufi muzuzu oneo vile omunda hulukuwena. Wakona kunivulela kana mungaka, mi univulele mba ikuto oneo vile niwona. Kuta chwalo muhala nako, kulikambe no kavala lihola za hao zende nde.
I shall live to see his age. I'll never forget as those dark eyes caught me over the top of those glasses. He said, my dear brother, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Amen.
I can't think of any time that was any more glorious than right now.
Nika pila kubona kusupala kwa hae, hani nakulivala. Meto amansuani atoni talima fali mwamagilasiani, kiali. Muzwa hale waka yomunde, ye kwa nanako ye ndao huluma upila waka. Ani kwa nikuna hana nako ye ngwe hape ye kile hawa ye ndia hulu kufita chwale.
I looked him in the face and I said, sir, do you still know that you're dying? He said, Brother Branham, I'm laying here waiting every minute for him to open that door and come take me home with him.
Amen.
That's the way to die. That's the way to go.
Namu talima kwa sifate ominali, mungaka, kana usazi wakuli washwa. Kiali, muzole Branham. Nilowezi fa, nilivelezi fila kuli, yena akwalulesi kwalo mi atahe. Ani sekwa hae ni yena, kona nzila ya kushoka yona, kona mwakwezi za likacholo.
And as you know, that about 2 hours before he died, he was been laying in a coma for over 2 days. And when he come to himself, he raised up in the room and began to speak to his wife.
Misi na hamuziba, kulimuendili hola zepeli asika shokale, Nanzi mwa koma, mwendi mazazi ya maveli chwalo. Mi hayo itetulula, ananuha mwamuzuzu miha karakuwa mbola, ni musala hae.
Then all of a sudden he seemed to be transparent. And he was shook hands for a solid hour or more with friends who's been dead for 40 or 50 years who was his converts in his church.
Mihangi hangi fela abonala kuba ya velela. Mia swala mama zo muendibu kaofini hola chwalo kamba kufitirela. Ababa shuleka ale mia hayema shumi amane. Kamba hake talizo. Vana atisize kwa pulso vakeleke ya hae.
Shook hands with his mother and with his daddy until he was, life was left his body, laid down on the pillow and went to sleep in the arms of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
There's nothing like serving him. Expecting him.
Aswala na mama zoho ni wambahe ni wenda tae. Kufitila ayoba ni bupilo wazwa mwambili wa hae. Alo walafamu samo mia kena mwabuloko. Mwama zoho mwle na Jesu. Hakuna zesu wanasina kumusebeleza, kumulibelela.
And as I talked to this man about this and told that experience, I said this. I said, sir, oh, won't it be glorious when we see him? Oh, if he would come today.
Mihaneni kambo taniye na munayo. Nikubule ama ikutuwa ninali. Nali mungaka. Oh, kanana hainaku vana koyata vo hautayo mubona. Oh, haiba utahaka chenu.
He said, Brother Branham, don't scare the people like that. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, don't try to tell people that the world's coming or Christ is coming. It wearies them.
Kiali, mzwale Branham, usike wasa bisasi chabachwalo. Sinili utarusangi? Kiali, oh, usike wali kakubulele la sichabakuli. Lifasi lataha, kamba kreste wataha, likaba vilaeza.
Oh, I said, no, I beg your pardon. To those who aren't looking for him, it's the most glorious news that they can hear that Jesus Amen. Is just about to break through and to take his church.
Oh, nali, ah, wa, kutela fatengi. Kubawa mulibelezi, kili kandele nda hulu. Lewa kwa naku utwa, kuli Jesu ufaka ufi, nikutaha, ange kelekea hai.
Old age will be changed for youth. Joy will be given instead of gloom. Life will be given instead of death. Amen. Immortality for morality be exchanged. Oh, what a moment to know that he shall come.
Buchembele buka chinchiwa kubabuncha. Tabo ikafiwa masibaka salififi. Bupilo buka fiwa masibaka salifu. Zesa shwi kuzebola lika chinchana. Oh, hakinako ni yeo. Kuzibakuli ukata ha.
They were looking for him. They were expecting him. And when he come, we found that there was two factions. One group was for him and one was against him. And that's the way we find it today. That's what his coming always has divided the peoples.
Nebamuli berezi, nebamukulubera. Mihayo taha luafu manakuli, nekuna nilikuwa tazepeli, sikuata silisingwi, nelisa hae, misesingwi, nesimuluanisa. Mikona molufu manela cholo kachenu. Zeo kona kuta kwa hai kamita. Kukao hanjesi chaba.
Every time when you find Jesus, you find those around who would be contrary with it. That's Satan. And today when we think of it, we don't see much change. Just the same. The people's has changed, but the spirit of people hasn't changed.
Na kwa kaufela haufumana Jesu, ukafumana baba linie na baba shutana nizona. Yani kisatani. Mika chenu aluna na kazona, aluboni chinche wetu na kintu Yesu wanafela. Sichaba sichinchize, kono moya wasichaba, hausika chincha.
So when they finally looked out the gate and saw him come riding on that little white donkey, no one of the disciples began to scream. The kingdom of heaven has come.
Kona kuli mafelelezo hawa yote li mafabuse wa munyako. Nikumubwana ataha apami mbongolo nyana Yesu. Kikaba kaleo balutiwa haneba kalile kuhuwa kuli. Mubuso alihali mufaka ufi.
The people run to meet him and all Jerusalem was stirred. There's something about it. When Jesus comes, it's always a stirring. And the whole city was stirred. And they can't hide it.
Sichawasa mata kuyo mukata nyeza. Mi Jerusalema kaufila ayema maefefe. Kuna nisesi ngui kasona. Jesu wata kamita kubanga nyungano. Mimu nzi kaufila wa nyungana kuyema maefefe. Mi haba kono kulitibela.
And the preachers of that day had to give an account for this stir because it was at the feast of the Passover. And they screamed out, who is this?
Miwa kutazi valiza zilani, nebafirebu ikalavelo kwa nyungano tunaye. Kakuli neli kwa mukiti wa paseka. Miwa huwele zavali, yo, kie na mangi.
When the air charged and the coming of the Lord Jesus to Jerusalem had charged the air with expectations. It looks like that the teachers ought to know what was going to take place. It looked like that the high priest would have known it. It looked like that all the other priests would have known it.
Siyongiri asibutumuka, miikuta kwa mulena Jesu kwa Jerusalema, nanyungiri asibaka, kazene libelezwe kubonala kuli ba luti ne baswane yakuziba zeneza hala nekubonala kuli mu priest omuhulu nalukela kuli ziba nekubonala kuli ba priest ababangwe kaofela ne balukela kuli ziba.
And it isn't changed any today because the Holy Spirit is forerunning the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And as the Holy Spirit begins to stretch out across the earth, revival fires are broken out everywhere. Great signs and wonders has been done. Healings has took place. Prophecies has went forth.
Meyakusika chinchani heba nyani kachenu. Kauli moya oke nile novulezi kale za kutea kwa mwle na Jesu. Misi na moya oke nile haukala kuyambala kana mwalifasi. Mililo ya nchafazo iya kile. Kai ni kai ya tuka. Lisupoze tuna nize komokisa lieza halile. Lifoliso lingele sibaka. Vuprofita vusebu hasani.
All the gathering of the apostolic blessings has come back to the church again. So as it was then, so is it now. The spirit of the unbeliever still cries out, who is this?
Kukopana kau fela kwa limbu yoti za apostola kutia hile mwakileke hape. Kacholo, sinamane kuinezina kwa yani, moya wayasa alumeli, usahu wakati atakuli, kimangi yo.
Some of them believed on the Lord Jesus to say he was a good man. Some of them said he's a good man. That's what they say today.
Babangu babona nebalumela kumulena Jesu. Kuvula kuli nali mutu wa munde. Babangu babona bali kimuna yo munde. Kona mwa vulela kachenu.
They tried to place him as a Napoleon. A warrior. They tried to place him as a George Washington. A truthful man. But he was more than that.
Valika kumubeas na Napoleon. Muika Mulwani. Valika kumubeas na sna George Washington. Muna asepala. Konona fiti lazani.
Did you notice the reading of the scripture? They said this is a prophet that comes from Galilee.
Kana mule muhile palo ya mangolo. Valiyo kimu profita ya zwele kwa Galilea.
And they tried to say the same thing today. When they see this great move of the Lord to restore back to health the sick and the afflicted. To see him use his spirit in his church to discern the thoughts of the people.
Mibali kakubulela ntueswa na kachenu. Hababu wena muzama wa mulena kukutisa kwa mulaho kwa wiketo kakuli nibakuli. Kumubona hai tusamoya wa hae mwakeleke ya hae kuli alemu emile ula asichaba.
To see him do just as he did when he was here on earth. To fulfill what he said would take place. Certainly, the churches and the people has asking this, who is this?
Kumubwona iza heza sina, mwana ezelize asali mwalifasi, kutaleleza sana vulezi kulisika angasi baka, kiniti, likereke nisichaba, siswe likubuza kuli, kimangi yo.
They didn't understand who Jesus was because none of them could recognize him by their schools. What seminary did he come out of? What school of theology did he come from? And so is it today.
Nebasika utwisa yo Jesu na aliena. Kakule hakuna ni omuka na wabona ya na muziba. Kalikolo zabona. Kisi kolo mangi kwa na azuelezi. Kisi kolo mangi, mangi sali tuto zavula peli kwa azuele la. Mikono muku inezika chenu.
Most of the people who are anointed with the Holy Ghost didn't come from any seminary. They are products of God's own choosing. But the signs and the miracles and the wonders that was promised of the Bible accompany this great Holy Spirit as it moves among the people.
Mungate wabatu, wabatu wazizwe kamo yao kenile, ni basika wazwele ya kwa sikolo sabula pelika ufira. Kilibiana za kui ketela kwa mulimu kasivili. Kono li supo nilimaka zoni ze komoksa, zine sepisizwe mwavivele, kuzama ila hamo limo yao kenile, haunzo zama ya mwala sichaba.
And they say today, what school are they from? Just as soon as you enter a city to hold a revival, what denomination do you belong to?
Mi babu lela kachenu kuli, kisi kolo mangi kwa azuelezi, usake na athira mwamunzi kubania nchafazo, kiko pano mangi kwa azuelela.
I had an interview Friday afternoon with the Roman Catholic priest from the Irish church in Louisville. And no more than I'd been introduced to him, a fine scholarly man. He said, "Mr. Branham, what denomination are you with?" I said, "I'm not with any."
Nenibile nilipuzo musia lilabu faifi ni mupurista wa Roman Catholic yazwa kwa keleke ya Irish Malouiville. Mi, nenisika zibali swa kuyena. Sina muna ya itutile kihali. Kwa Branham, uinzi niko panomangi, nali anifumanei kuifika ufela.
And he said, "Then were you ordained?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Who ordained you?" I said, "The Lord Jesus gave me the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel and gave me a commission."
Amen.
Well, that's the ordination that we need.
Miki yabule akuli, kikuli no veilo fabu kutazi. Sinili, enisha. Miali, kimangi yaku veile fabu lumiwa. Nali mulena Jesu, kiena yani filemo yao kenile. Kukutaza evangeli, mi anifatumo. Kihande, kona kukakulua, kwa bulumiwa, kolu tokwa.
Jesus never said to his disciples, "Go out to the..." I'm not criticizing those things, but they've lived their day. He didn't say, "Go study to be a minister for so many years." He said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high."
Amen.
He said that to men who couldn't sign their own name.
Jesu nasika bulele la baruti wa bahaikuli, muye kwa anilu anisili kazeo, kono libile tengi mwalizazi zalona. Nasika bulele kuli, muye muyobala kuli uvemu lumiwa, kamia hae mingate ngata cholo. Kihali, mulivelele mwamuzi wa Jerusalema, kufitila mutala kamata azwele na kwali halimu. Na bulelezi zeo, kwa hawa tuwene masaka kwenye kungola ni hewa mavizo wabona.
"And after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth."
Amen.
That's the ordination.
Mika samula wase, moya okenile utafali mwamina. Kona mukabali pakizaka. Kukalila kwa Jerusalema, Judea, Samaria, ni kwa mafelezo alifasi. Yeo kona tumo ya Musebezi.
We have no record of Jesus ever going to any school or graduating from any seminaries. Yet there has been more seminaries erected in his name for religious causes than been for any other thing that's ever been in the world.
Haruna piwa ya Jesu kuli akire haya kwa sikolo sifika ufila, kamba kufezali tuto za haya za bula peli. Ibo, sekubile likolo ze ngata za bula peli, ze tahile mwalibizo la haya. Vake nsami sebezi ya bula peli, kufita moku bezi kwa litaba ze ngweka ufila ze kile zaba mwalifasi.
We never had any record of him ever going to school. But yet there's been more schools erected in his name than there is of any other kind of a name there is under the heavens. The schools.
Alusikaba ni piho yeka na ya hae kuliakira ya kwa sikolo. Kono he kubirali kolo zenga taze ya hilwe mwalibizo la hae kufita moku inezi mwalibizo lifika ufila mwatasali halimu kuzali kolo.
We never have note of him writing a book. Yet there's been more books wrote about him than all the rest of the literature has been written. Today his Bible is the most popular book that there is in all the world amongst all the literature.
Aluska muzivela kazakungola buka. Ibo kuna nilibuka zenga tao hulu. Ze ngozu kae na kufita libuka zengwe kao fela ze kile za ngolo fatengi. Mika chenu, bibela ya hae kona buka yezwala hulu. Kuzeli tengi malifasi kao fela. Mwala libuka kamukana.
But you see in the day of the visitation, they cried, "Who is he?" See, God takes something that seems like it's nothing to make something out of it. That's what makes him God.
Kono mwabona, mwaliza zila kupotelwa vahu wabali. Kimangiyo! Mwabona, mulimu ungasika sisi bonala inge kuli hakuna. Kuli aezesi kafatengi. Kona sisi mweza kuba mulimu.
And when they seen him come riding into that gate, some of them said, "He's a great man." They say that today. There's schools of theology that teaches today that Jesus was a great man, that he was a good man. Some of them even say that he was a prophet.
Miaba mubona ataha, akena mwamunyako apahami, bongi babona bali, kimutuwa mutuna, babulele anga chualo kachenu, Kuna ni baluti bazabula pelika chenu babali Jesu neli mutu yomutuna kuli nali muna yomunde bawangi babona babula kuli kimu profita.
Now if he was only a prophet or a good man, we're in our sins. He was more than a prophet. He was more than a good man, yet he was a good man. Yet he was a God prophet. But he was more than that. He was God manifested in the flesh to take away sin.
Chole habana alifira mprofita, kamba muna yomunde, lumwali bizaluna. Na afita mprofita, na afita mutu yomunde. Ibo na alimu una yomunde, ibo na alimu limu mprofita. Konona afite lazeo mane. Na alimu limu yabo na alile mwanama kule atakule sivi.
And as he come riding in, lots of the people said, he's a healer. Oh, we seen him open the eyes of the blind. We seen him make the crippled man to walk. We seen him offer prayer and a fever left a child. But then those type were only following him for the loaves and the fishes.
Misi na hana ataha, inza pa mimbongolo, uundi wanyangela bwali. Kimu folisi, oho, lumuboni, haa tulula metu alivofu. Lumuboni, haa koni salihole kuzamaya. Lumuboni, haa lapelela, nifibele yazo kumwana. Kono chwale mifuta yani, neisweli fela kumulatelela, kali nkwa nilitapi.
And that's the way the crowds are today, many. If there's a healer, why they follow him, and he's just an oase. If they get sick, they run and say, oh, will you please pray for me that the Lord Jesus will make me well.
Mikona mova inezi watuka chenu. Baba ngata. Hai bakuna ni mufolisi kuparangi. Waka mulatelela. Miena, kiena, kisi buba fela luli. Haba kula, vamata bali. Oh, shangwe, taha unila pelele kwa tengi. Kulimulena Jesu anifolisi.
And as soon as they come out of the hospital or the sick bed, right back out into the world they go. Like a dog to its vomit or a hog to its water, as the scripture says.
Miasalu kulula fela masipatela. Kamba mumbeta wa matuku. Ukutela kapiri hapi mwalifasi. Inge nja kwa mataza ayona. Kamba kuluwe kwa silezi sayona. Sina mangolo mwabulelezi.
Just follow him for what good they can get out of him. They use him just for a totem pole or something that they can get from him and don't expect to serve him. That crowd still goes on today.
Bamulati la fela bakensa zende zibakona kuwa muhela kuyena. Vaitu sayena inge fela kote amulamu. Kamba sisi muse sibakona kuunga kuyena. Miya bakuluveli kumusebeleza. Nyangela isazula pilona chwalo nikachenu.
There were 9 lepers healed and 1 returned to give him praise. Or was it 10? One of them returned to give him praise. And the rest of them went ahead ungrateful.
Nekuna ni bambingwa, baba 9, baba folisizwe. Miali mungwe akuta kuyena kutoitumela. Kamba nelili shumibani, bona ufi ni ufi wabona, bakuta kutomulumbeka. Mibaba mungwe wabona, bazula pilikus na kuitumela.
And if the people in America that's been healed by the power of God would turn their hearts to God, there'd be a revival strike this nation that would close every bootleg joint, that would package stores and whiskey stores and be plumb out of the picture.
Mihai basi chaba mwa America. Baba folisizwe kama atamulimu wako na kufetula lipilu zabo na kumulimu. Ne kukava nchafazo mwana ye. Ye kona kukwala mupanda wama nwelo kaufela. Oko na kulintolo za liviana ni lintolo za machwala. Nilikazo maponazo.
The churches would be full, the theaters would be empty on Sunday night, and there'd be a revival breakout to this nation.
Likeleka nelika tala, libea kaza machuala likona kwa mkungulu la sunda usiu. Miku kona kwa nchafazo mwasi chaba, mwana akaufela.
But when they see it happen, the things that God does, they still scream, who is he? Who is this that comes? Where do they come from? Who is this? But what authority is this done?
Kono waba libona lieza hala, litabazeo mulimu waezanga, basa huweleza, kimangiyo yataha, bazuelezi kai, kimangiyo, ze liezwa kama atachwani.
Never forget, at Johannesburg, South Africa, I just arrived about 30 minutes before on a plane. I've been 3 days and nights in the air, so tired I could hardly stand it. They take me out to the fairgrounds where some 50 or 60,000 people were gathered.
Hanakulibala kwa Johannesburg, South Africa. Kona ane nisazo punya fela mwendimi zuzu ye mashumi ya malalu kwa fulai. Neni vile mazazi ya malalu ni masihu mahalimu. Neni katezi maswe, mane na apalua kuyema. Ba, baani isa kwa liba kazende, kone kupute anezi watu, baba kona kweza 50 kamba 60,000 wako pani.
No sooner than got on the platform to the Holy Spirit, I seen coming across the place a bus, and it was had a sign on it, Durban. I saw a young man have to fuss and slip away from his father and mother with one leg 6 or 8 inches shorter than the other. He was wearing a white shirt with suspenders holding up his trousers.
Miani ofita fela fakatala kulimoya okenile nabona kuti ha mwasi vakasani neli mbasi neina nisisupo kuiona kuli Durban nabona mutangana yanaso likuomana nikuhohana nibwenda tai nibomahe. Wali hutu lelingwi lelikuswani kama incha 6 kamba 8 kulelingwi. Na pezi hembe esweo ni mihala ye ngomeli sabulukwe ive ulefa maheta.
I noticed the young man. I looked back again, the vision was gone. And then just in a moment I saw that light hanging over a young man way back in the audience. And I looked, I thought I'd seen him somewhere.
Mina mwana mutangana yani na talima kwa mulaho. Pono ya nisia, michuwale fana kunye nafela, na abu naliseli leli nyenda ya lafali mamutangana yani. Kwa mulaho masyaba, mina atalima na upulakuli, ni kile na mbwena kukungwi.
I watched him in that light, kept holding over him for a few minutes, and I was waiting for the interpreter to catch the next words. Then I seen that same young man stand up, throw down his crutches, and his 6 inches sharp leg came down normal with the rest.
Na mwona milise lilani, lazo la pili kule pili lafali mwa hae mizuzunya na cholo. Mi, neni liberezi mutoloki kuli aswale manzu ya tatama. Mina mwona mutangana ato yema. Mia yumba miramu ya hae, mili utula hae leli kuswani kama incha 6. La halika nilela hande nilelingwi.
And I said to Mr. A.J. Schuman, who is in glory tonight. I said, Mr. Schuman, just quote my words, it's a vision. He said, very well.
Mina likubo A.J. Schuman. Ya alimwaka nyabusi ubo nali boss kumani ako ni utwise hande kipono kihali kihande luli.
And I said the young man sitting back there with the white shirt on and the suspenders, he came from a city called Durban, some 1500 miles across the country in a bus, and he had to slip away from his father and mother to come. But he's believed on the Lord Jesus and he's got one leg 6 inches shorter than the other.
Minali, mutangane yani winezi kwa mulao kwani, ni hembe yeso, ye na ni mihala famaheta. Na azwele la kwa mule nengi obiswa Durban, limai limia anda ye 15 mwana ha kambasi. Minana ni kuya kwa hule ni wende tae ni wumae kulibatahe. Kono ulu mezi kumule na Jesu, miuna nili utuwele likuswani kama incha 6 kufita lele ngui.
And the young man jumped up. There he is standing, trying to feel for his crutches. And I said, young man, the Lord Jesus has healed you. And immediately his leg come out 6 inches to the normal with the rest of him. And they brought the young man to the platform and doctors examined him there. You see his picture in my book.
Mimutangana yani atulewa mwalimu. Yani nalifani inza yemi ulikaku swalamira muyahaye. Minali, mutangana tuwe, mwene na Jesu ukufolisize. Mika pili fela, liutula haela otolo hakama incha silezi. Kuba fela hande, sinavua mwikao fela. Miba tisa mutangana kwa pili. Mima dokota, vamu tatuwa kwani, mwawonasi wanisosa hae mwabuka.
I'd been standing there just a few moments. I seen a little green car running down the road and it slipped. It turned around backward and struck a tree. A young blonde-headed girl had a broken back.
Neni yemi kwa nifamu izuzu fela, nabona na kwenye na fela, mota ya mubala wa girini inge imata mamu kwa mia telela ya pindumuka kukuta kwa mulao, mia punka mwakota. Mutangana anani musizana wamilili ya mifuveru, ya nanani mkokoto olo vihile.
And I said, I see a little green car that slid into a tree and a young blonde-headed girl of about 18 years old has a broken back. She's in a serious condition. No one responded, and I couldn't see her anywhere in that vast, big audience of people.
Minali, na wana motanyana ya mubala wa grini. Yene pindu mukile ni kunata mwakota. Mimu sizana ya munyani wa milile mifubelu wa mia ye 18 ya kupepwa. Alobe ya mkokoto. Umawu ino vumaswe. Hakuna yana alavile. Mina palilwa kumubona kai ni kai. Sibakasani, sichaba singata hulu.
And I stood there just for a few minutes. I said, understand, don't be suspicious. It's the Lord Jesus in the power of the resurrection. He sent the Holy Ghost to continue his work.
Mina yema fani kami zuzueli kanifila. Nali mutu sise ki muske mwa kalaku kwa kaleza. Ki mula na Jesu mama tazuho. Alu mamoya oke nile kuli uzwise za pili musebezu wa hai.
Amen.
And there I seen the vision happen over again. And I couldn't see the young woman. Just then, standing right in front of me here, stood that light, as you see on the picture.
Mikuwa nina wana pono yaani inge ikutela hande ni hande. Mine nisika mwona msizana yaani. Miona afani fila inge yemi fapila haka. Unafani kwa ema liseli. Sina mumbu nila mwasiswaniso.
And stood here and I walked up there and there she laid down below the platform. I said, young lady, the Lord Jesus has made you well. And she started to cry. Her mother said, oh no, don't tell her to get up. Says if she moves, she'll die.
Mira yema fa, na ya kwani, mitengi kwani musizana ayema fakatala fani. Nali musizana tuwe, mule na Jesu wakufolisa, miaka lisakulila, boma yebali, oho, batili. Uisiki wa mubulela kuli ayeme, ali haiba ukashenya ukashwa.
And the young lady jumped to her feet, screaming and praising God. And the mother fainted and fell in the cot that the girl was laying in. What is it?
Mimusiza na nyana yaani, ayema kama utu. Ahuwa ni kulumbe kamulimu. Mivomahe ba uwelela. Nikuwela mwaka mbeta kaofa na alobezi musiza na fani. Kiinto manyeo.
Just about that time some critical man raised up back there and stood with one foot on one seat and one on the other. And said, you American, I challenge you to tell me what name you do this in and what denomination church do you belong to.
Kayona na kwa yaani muune omwe wali kangi ayema. Mia yema kali utuleli mwe fasipula. Mi baba mwe babule akuli we namu Americani. Na mi kalimela kuli muni bulelele libizo lemweza kasona. Mi kikopa no mangi kofu maneha.
See, it's just the same. They don't understand. They're not looking for these things. The churches are not looking for the coming of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is here to confirm His coming. To bring it to pass. So much. Each one wants to take his own way. That's the way it was there. Each group had their own idea.
Mabona, kintu yesu anafela, haba utwisisi. Haba libelelite waze, likeleke halilibelelikuta kwa mulena. Mimo yao kenile faa wapa kakutia kwa hae kuli litalelezo yao hulululi. Mangi ni mangi ubatakuba mwanzila ya hae. Kona ona cholo moku inezi kwani. Sikuata nisikuata kwa ufila mulelo asona.
But that's not the question tonight. That's not what I'm talking about.
Amen.
But the question I'm asking you is what do you think it is? It concerns you.
Kono yeo akio na puzo usi uchwana, zeo akizo na zeni ambola. Kono puzo yeni mibuza kikuli, unahana si kama ingika zeo. Lia mamina.
Who is this that's going up and down the nations? Not man. Man cannot do those things.
Kimangi yo ya inza pahama. Ni kushetumuka mwalina ha. Hakivatu. Vatu wabako ni kweza likazewe.
Who is it that's speaking it? Saying to the people in the audience, sitting right here, over here, in different places in the meeting, when women and men are brought in here, dying. Who is it?
Kimangi yo ya bulea ni kwa mbola kwa sichaba. Kwa nyangela sina, vahinzi kwanu, ni kwanu, niliba kazee shuta na mamu kopano. Kantiba sali ni vana, vatiswa mwate ngimo, inge bashwa. Kie na mangi?
That young woman that walked into the baptistry this morning, that 3 weeks ago dying with sarcoma's cancer, lives right here on Maple Street, Mrs. Beatty.
Kalibenyana, ena azama ireku kena, masiliba, sakukolo veleza, kakusasa na chwana. kulilisunda zetalu kwa mulao na abulai wa kikansa ya mwamata amubili. Upila kwanu kwa Maple Street. Go Betty.
Asked three doctors that was with her. She didn't have one chance to live. With four or five little children and my mother trying to take care of them. Mama said, Bill, she'll never come home again.
Minabu za madokota baba lalu. Bene bali niena. Na asina kolo ni yekana ya kupila. Niba na baba ne kamba baba ketalizo. Miboma he bali kakuba baba lela. Bona bali. Bill, hana kutaha kwa hai hape.
Now I went out to where she was and the Lord Jesus spoke, thus saith the Lord. If she will go to the church and promise to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus and will serve God, she'll go home.
Amen.
Well,
minaya kwa na inezi. Nimule na Jesu abulela, sabulela mulena kisona. Haiba ukaya kwa keleke ni kusepisa kuli ukakolobezwa kalibizo la Jesu ni kusebeleza mulimu, ukaya kwa haye aiketile hande.
And I asked her, will you do this, lady? And she said, all that you say, I'll do it. How needed are the pains left? 3 days later, she was home and the doctors can't find one trace of that cancer.
Mina mubuza kuli, kikuli ukaeza tabaye kalive. Miki alika ufela zoka vulela nikaheza. Unafaa nikapili kuopa kwa musia. Mazazi ama lalu kasamu lao nalikuwa hae. Mima dokota abakuwa nikufumana mfunda wa kansa.
Who is this that cometh in the name of the Lord? Who is it? It's the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
What's your opinion of it? What's your opinion? Knowing your pastor.
Kimangiyo ya taha kalibizo wa mule na. Kimangiyo. Kimo ya o kenile wa mulimu. Unani mubuonelo o chwani. Kaona. Unani mubuonelo o chwani. Kakuziba mulisa na hao.
I went sitting in these seat chair people from out of town. Sitting with epilepsy. Sitting with, here sits a man somewhere in here, a Mennonite brother, right here. A sufferer of epilepsy. Never knew, seen him, nothing about him. And all of a sudden, about 2 years ago, I guess, or something, 2 years, the Holy Spirit called it and said, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
He's never had a spell since.
Mika kuina mwali pulazemo, sichaba sisi wakwa ande atolopo. Baba nanima tuku wakanono, baba pila ni kiyo muna ya inzifa kukungifa, kindi atetuna wa Mennonite muzwale onafa. Ya katazo kikanono. Nenisika muziba kamba kumubona, akunasika kasona. Mihangi angifela muendi kami haemibeli yefitile, na sepa kamba ye nguchwalo, ehe, kimi haemibeli. Mwe o kenile wali shitula, nikubula kuli savulela mule na kisona. Asika kulafate nkuzu ilila na kweani.
Who is it? Who is it this woman was sitting here last Sunday, the last time I was here, and come down from somewhere in Illinois the next day with a great tumor in her body that was malignant? And some of the best medical science of Illinois was taking her to a great clinic to be operated on Monday, and she squeezed her way in.
Kimangiyo, musaliyo, na inzi mosunda efelile nako ya mafelezo hane nilikwanu. Bazwele la koku mwi kwa Illinois. Zazileli tata mani stombo sisi tuna mambili wa hae. Sine libu tuna luli. Mibaba mibaba ituti ba science mwa Illinois. Na muisize kwa spati sisi tuna kuli ayo pazuli wala mubulo. Mi ai kapeleza kukena mahali.
Never seen her or heard of her in all my life. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit shadowed her and it told her who she was, where she come from, and she was going to be operated the next day. How many were sure then to see that?
Nene nisika mbuna kale fate nkamba kuutua za hae. Mabu pilogwa kakao fila. Mi hangi hangi fila mwayo kenile wamu apesa kamuluti. Mi wani ulelela yona aliena. Kwana azwelela. Mi nana nikuya kwa kupazuli wa abusa. Mi babakai mo bani balite nkuli babwene sani.
Amen.
See the news flow back the next day when she went to the doctor. They take her from clinic to clinic and can't find the trace of it.
Nikubona makande ahasana kububana habusa. Hayo ya kudokota vamuisa kuzwa sipati la se kuya kusesingwi. Mi bapale zuku fumana neba mutala wateni.
Amen.
Who is this? Oh, God, be merciful.
Amen.
Who is this that's doing this? Could you dare to say it was your pastor? Never. Could you dare to say man had anything to do into it? Never. It's the Holy Spirit.
Kimangyo, oh, mulimu uwe ni makiki. Kimangyo ya ezali kaze. Kikuli wakona kunyamate la kubulakuli. Kimulisa na wahao. Vatili. Kana wakona kunyamate la kubulasika kazo na. Vatili. Kimoya oke nile.
The Spirit that was on our Lord Jesus and is coming to unite himself with his church is so close that he's spreading forth his great holy light to redeem and to bring into Amen. Fellowship a church of the living God for the rapture that's near at hand. Amen.
Moya onoli kumule naruna Jesu. Nikuta kwa hae kuto kopanya kereke ya hae. Usuteleza hulu kuli uhasinyali selila hae leli tuna leli kenile. Kuli aliulule. Nikutisa wakutuano kereke ya mulimu ya pila. Kakuli kungelwa kufaka ufi. Amen.
Who is it? I can't answer your question. I can't answer for you, but I can answer for myself.
Kimangiyo, aniko niku alaba puzo ya hao. Aniko niku kwa alabela. Kono niku na kuikalabela zaka.
And over this sacred desk tonight, in the ears of this the company, and the purchase of the blood of our Lord Jesus, I say this from the bottom of my heart. Not because that I'm one of you. Not because that I'm just somebody different, but one of the redeemed that's washed by the blood.
Miona fast process kenile sebu siubo. Mwalizewe za se tamahano ye. Miwona wona wale kilwe kamari ya Jesu mle naruna. Nivulela tewa ye kuzulela kwa pilu yaka. Isi ngikuli ni alimungu wa mina. Isi ngikuli ni ya shutani kwa tengi. Kono ni alimungu wabawali uluzwi. Wabata pile mwamali.
I believe that same light that hangs in this church tonight, that same one shows by its nature that it's Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Nilumela kuli lonali seli leli swana lani leli nyenda era mwakeleke mo busuchwana. Ona lani kona leli kwahela kamuluti kasi upeo salo nakuli ki Jesu Kriste mwamufuta wamoya wake nile.
Anyone who knows the scripture knows that Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God.
Amen.
Mangi kao fela yazwa mangolo. Uzwakuli Jesu naize ni zule kumulimu mini kutela kumulimu.
Before he was made flesh with Moses in the wilderness, he was a pillar of fire. And when Moses desired to see him, he passed his back parts to him, and Moses said, it looks like a man.
Asika za kalenama. Fahani hana alimushe mwali alaupa na alisita samulilo. Mimushe hana abatire kuli amubone afitisa mkokotoa haye kuyena. Mimushe ali ubona lainge mutu.
When he was here on earth, he was a man. He'd done the very same things that he's doing today through man that he has redeemed. Now he comes and have his picture taken.
Hana alifalifasifa na alimutu. Aeza likaze swana za solikuweza kachenu. Kaba atubali uluzi. Kiani ataha miyawa nikuswa nisisa. Faswa nisusa hae.
What is it? After his death, burial, and resurrection, Paul was on his road to Damascus one day. And a great light struck him down.
Amen.
Those men around him didn't see the light. But it struck Paul down to made him blind. He had trouble with his eyes the rest of his life.
Kisika maiseo, kasamula walifula hae kupumbe kwa nizuo, Paulus nalimu amusipiri wa hae kuliva kwa Damaseka za zelingwi. Nilise leli tuna la muwisa. Vana vani vene bali niena, nebasika wana liseli. Konulato nata Paulu siku muwisa za fafasi, kufitela limu fufaza. Aba nibu tate wa meto, upilo wa haika ufila kuzofani.
And he said one time, except I should be exalted above the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet him, because it was the abundance of the revelation.
Mia bulela na kwengukuli. Hakikuli niku umuse kabungate wa sinulo ye filo kuna. Muhutu wa mambili wa hae. Mulumi wa wasata nikuli amu nyandise. Kakuli nelibungata wa sinulo.
And when Paul was stricken down on his road to persecute the people that were making too much noise, the born again group, the people that were called heretics, Paul was on his road to persecute those with papers in his pocket to arrest them and bring them to Jerusalem.
Mitwale Paulusi abitelwa fafasi. Mwamusipio haya kuyonyandi sasichaba. Sene sitaza hululilata. Sikuata sisi pepilosi ncha. Sichaba sene sibizu waba hanyezi. Paulusi nali mwamusipio haya kuyoba nyandi sabani. Nimapa mpili mwapokoto ya haya. Kuyotama wona. Nikuwa tisa kwa Jerusalema.
And about middle of the day, there come a light down that struck him off of his feet to the ground, and he fell into the dust of the earth. There come a voice from that light saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Mimo endi mwana kwa ya musihali kwa atali seli fafasi. Lene limu wiselize fafasi. Kuyema kama utuku wela famubu. Mia wela mwali lulila ifasi. Kwa hata alinzwi kuzwa mwali selila nilali. Saule, Saule, King soni nyandiseza.
And Saul turned over in his blinded condition. Looked up and he could see that great glorious light. And he said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. I came from God, I went to God. I come from God, I returned to God. And he said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Misaule afeta uha mwabwino wabubofu wahae. Atale mamuhalimu. Miawabonalo naliselileli tunalelinde. Mikiali mulena. Kiwe na mangi. Kiali kina Jesu. Nizule kumulimu, nikutela kumulimu. Nizule kumulimu, nikutela kumulimu. Kiali kutata kuli ulahaki kwa miwayo.
One revelation on that sacred sand. One time upon that place. Man can never be the same.
Amen.
A man before he should call himself a Christian, before he can identify himself, he should first have that backside of the desert experience where he met God face to face.
Sinulo ilingwi fasibaka sisindesani, na kwa ilingwi fasibaka sani, mutu wako ni kuswana. Mutu askai pizakale mukreste, askai tibaza kale, ulukela kubani kutwisiso, Yakuba kwa mula wali halaupa, kwa kila kopa na nimulimu pata ni pata.
For today you can have any kind of an answer. You can see the Lord perform just exactly what he said do, and smart theologians will explain it away.
Kakulika chenu wako na kubani kalabo ya mfute kaufila. Mwako na kubana mule na haezao na cholo, sinamwena ulezi kuli ukaeza. Mibai tuti bazavula peli, wakali toloke na musili.
They'll say that was for another day, it was for this, or it's for another age, or it's wrong. Like they said of Jesus, he's Beelzebub, the devil, he's a fortune teller. And all those things, they have an answer.
Bakali zeo kizaliza zilisili. Neliza se, kamba, kizalusi kalusili, kamba, lifosa alile. Inge mwone wabulela ka Jesu, kiba alezebubi, ki diabolosi, kimunuhi, nilikazani kaufila, wana nikalabo.
But when a man has ever come in contact with Christ and seen him as Paul did or experienced him, there's not enough theologians in the world to ever be able to explain that experience away from a man.
Kono chole mutu hasa atahile mwate maano ni Kriste. Ni kumubonas na Paulus mwana abezi, kamba kubani kutisu ya hae, hakuna bai tuti babangata bazavula peri malifasi. Baba kuna kutatula zeo musili kumutu yo.
That's the reason today they don't have the experience. That's the reason they can't say, they're all saying, who is this? What is this? Where does it come from?
Leo kona liba kaka chenu hawa nakutwisi so. Kona liba hawa kabulela kaufila babu ya kuli. Kimangi yo, se kisika mangi, lizuwele la kaize.
They don't have the answer. Why? Because all they know is the theology that some church has made. Not to know theology is life. Not to know the Bible is life. But to know him is life.
Hawa nakarabo, kingi, kaguli kaufila sebazi bakili tuto za bula peli, zeze kereke yengwi. Isi nkuli kuziba za bula peli kona bupilo. Isi nkuli kuziba bibele kona bupilo. Kono kumuziba yena, kona bupilo.
Amen.
To know him as your personal savior, as the one who has filled you with his presence. You were there when it happened. There's nobody can take it away from you. There's no one can explain it away from you. When that experience happens to you, you know who he is. To me, he's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kumuziba yena kuba mupulusi wa hao ya kukonka. Sina yena ya kutalize kakubateni kwa hai. Ni olite ingi hali yeza hala. hakuna kuna kulizwisa kuwena. Hakuna kuna kukuamu hazona. Kutwisiso yeo, hasa itile kuwena. Uziva yo aliena. Kuna yena ki Jesu Kriste yaswana. Mabani kachenu ni kuyakwile.
Who is this that's performing these miracles? Who is it that's doing these great works? Is it the preacher? Is it Oral Roberts? Is it Billy Graham? Is it Jack Schuller? William Branham? Whoever it may be, they have nothing to do into it. They're instruments.
Kimang yo yaso likuweza limakazoze. Kimang yo yaso likuweza misebezi ya mitunaye. Kana ki Mukutazi nji? Kana ki Oral Robert? Kana ki Billy Graham nji? Kana ki Jack Schuller nji? William Branham nji? Kao fela yu wako na kubayena, hakuna zeba na nizona. Kiliwe ekso fela.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Coming forth with the gospel and signs and wonders and miracles to make ready a people. The heirs charged with expectations, with believers expecting him to come.
Kimoyo kenile otaa cholo ka evangeli. Mwali suponze komokisa. Kilimba kazo. Kuli liluksa sichaba. Moya utengi fela kativelelo. Ni valivereli, valivelezi na kuli atahe.
And others are saying, why these revivals? Why do we have it? Let's settle down to a church.
Mi baba ngwi babule yakuli. King ili ancha fazoze. King haruna nizona. Haruto mahanyeni hande za kereke.
What's been said in the church right here that when we start to build a new church, say we don't need miracles. We don't need these things anymore. You want them going out on the field where they're happening. We don't need them here. When the Branham Tabernacle stoops to that low place, it's sunk.
King, sekubulezu mwa kelekeo na mokuli. Halu kalisa kuya kereke yenchabali. Halu tokuli makazo. Halu tokuli tabaze ni hanyani. Hava mwalivata, muzwele kwandi mwama simu, kweleza halilanga. Halu lito kumuhalimo, kanti Branham Tabernacle itivilao hulu mwasiba kasamua tasi. Ito tobezi.
Amen.
This church is founded upon the principles and the power and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as long as this tabernacle stands, may the glorious Holy Spirit find access to souls to save Amen. And fill with the Holy Ghost and heal the sick.
Amen.
To me, it's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray.
Miai vile fila tabe na kele isayemi, mitwale mwe oke nile okanya uswale mioyo, kuli upili size, ni kutaza kama ya oke nile, ni kufolisa bakuli. Kuna, ki Jesu Kriste ya swana, mawani, kachenu, ni kuya kuile. Halula pelengi.
If you do not know who he is, you do not know what all this is about, and you would like to know, would you just do so much as raise your hand and say, by raising your hand, pray for me, Brother Branham, that I'll know him. And the Lord bless you. And all around, I see your hands.
Hai ba uzibi kuli kiena mangi. Ha uzibi kuli sesi taro sasikamangi. Miuka atabela kuziba cholo. Kikuli mukaeza hande kuna nulalizo ho. Nikubulela kakuna nulalizo la hao kuli. Nila pele kwa tengi mzole Branham. Kuli ni muzive. Mimole na amifu yole. Nila kakao ufela na abu na mazo amina.
Now, Heavenly Father, we bring this message and the fruits of the people raising their hands that they would like to know who this is. They would like to be acquainted with this great Jesus.
Chwale ndate ya kwali halimu. Luti salingu sale. Mimi selo ya sichaba ina nuzima zo abona. Kuliba tabela kuziba yo aliena. Batabela kuziba na hande niye na Jesu yomutuna yo.
That his coming of the resurrection is so close to the sixth beginning to be healed. And after that taking place, then prophecy came into the church. Then gifts and miracles. Now down to that last sign.
Kulikuta kwa hae kwa zuho, kusutelezea hulu, kufitela wakuli wakalisa kufuliswa. Mika samula oseo hasiseza alile, kipetos profitas hata amwakeleke. Miri mponi lima kazo chwale, kwa sisupo samaferezo sani.
The next will come the rapture. The church will be taken away. And we, Lord, who have claimed to know you by the power of your resurrection, we are waiting and longing and crying and begging, come, Lord Jesus.
Na kwe tata maikate ha kungelwa, kereka ika angelwa, miru namule na baba ipapatakuli, va kuziva mwama atazo ya hao, lulivelezi, nilunyolezwi ni kulila, ni kukupelela tahamule na Jesu.
Rapture your church and get it away quickly, Lord. For soon men are going to blow up the earth that you created for them to live on.
Ingela kerekea hao mi izamae kabu bebe kapili mulena. Kakuli chwale batu baka panchali fasilo na lono bupile kuli bapile kulona.
Because they have disobeyed you. They have not studied peace but war. They have not studied righteousness but they've studied mischief. How that they would not all be power hungry.
Kakuli baku hanyelize. Habasika bala za kozo kono kizandwa. Habasika bala za kuluka kono babali size za bunyefuli. Kulimane kau felabona habanakuba nitakazo ya kulata kubusa.
Lord, that little spot in their heart that makes them hunger for power, they're trying to satisfy it in a laboratory somewhere to blow up their fellow man.
Mule na siba kanyana sani mwali piluzabona. Sesi batise za kubanitala ya kubusa. Walikakuli katulusa hande mwasiba kasisi mwi, saa kupanga panga, kulivali panchisize mutu.
God, if they could only realize that that power that they long for is the power of the resurrection of the Son of God. The power of the Holy Ghost to change their lives. Not blow up nations, but change their lives and make them your servants.
Mulimu haiba wakona fela kulemu haona matani. Kwa luke la kupela, kima ata zuo ya mwana mulimu. Kima ata mwe o kenile, o chinchabu pilo wabona. Isi ingi panchisalina ha, kono wa chinchabu pilo wabona, nikuwa eza kubaba tanga wa hao.
Many people stricken with wild crazed, they identify as a bunch of not knowing nothing and as heretics as they did in the early days. But as they return rejoicing, thanking you that they could bear the reproach of your name. That's the feeling of your children tonight, Lord. Everywhere, we're only happy.
Batu wabangata, bata selizwe kama ikutu wa ipitezi. Liluzi vali saa, kwa siku kwata, saa kusa azivalika. Me sina ba somi, sina mwone ba zelize mwaliza zela pili, kono sina hawa yokuta, kunyakala la kuitume la kuwe na kulivalu. Walili nyefulo za libizola hao, au kwa nama ikutu waba na ba hao, busi uchwa na mule na kai ni kai, lutavile fela.
Some in your day tried to identify you. They said he is a friend of that wild man, John, who came out of the wilderness with hardly clothes on, just an old sheepskin wrapped around him.
Baba ngumaliza zila hao, nibali kile kuitivaza niwe na sibali, kimulikani wa mutu wa mushitu yani, Joani, yana azwele la mwali hala upamane asinali apalo. Nelifela li talo langu, lana apezi.
A wild man that flung the words east and west and said the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Said he is a follower of him.
Mutu wami shitu yani, avule la manzu ya mangwi, upani wiko miali, silepe, sesiende kilwa kwa kota. Alikimu, mulateli wa hae.
He's a wild man, he's mad, he's out of his mind. The supernatural ministry that was with you, O Lord, blinded the eyes of those. And so has it again today.
Kimuna wana hengi, kisi pulumuki, uliangani mwato ya hai. Bulumi wababu ipitezi vo, nebuli niwena, oho mulena, wafo ufaza metuani. Miona chwalo, kona moku inezi kachenu.
This great Holy Spirit forerunning the coming of the Lord as John did in his day. Blinding the people to those who do not want to see. But to those who are willing to see, thou hast chosen them.
Ona moyo kene yo mutuna wo, wo sweli kutwale takuta kwa mulena. Sina Joani mwana azelize mwali za zila hai, kufo ufasa sichaba, kuba baba sa lati kubona. Kono hai likubani baba tabela kubona, we na uba ketile.
All that the Father has given me will come to me, you said, and none of them will be lost, and I'll raise him up at the last day. We thank thee for this.
Mikao fila baonda tiani file bakata akuna, wize miya akuna ni heba alimungu wabona ya kala tia. Minika muzusa kaliza zila mafelezo. Lua itumela kuwe na kase.
And those who have raised their hands tonight, we pray, O Lord God, that you'll make yourself known to them in an experience in the power of the resurrection. Grant it, Lord.
Mibona baba na nuzima zo wabona busi ubo. Lua lapela omule na mulimu. kuli wena witi baza ili wena kubona mwakutwisiso mwapata yazuho lumeleza cholomulena.
And others may be here who did not raise their hand, but yet in their heart they knew that they needed it. I pray that you'll bless them and give to them the desire of their heart.
Mibabangu wakona kubamo, mwabasikana nulamazo wabona, kono hivyo mwalipiru zabona, bazi wakuli baitokwa. Nilapela kuli ubafu yole, nikufa kubona takazo walipiru zabona.
We leave the building tonight, may we go as different people. May we go with a different purpose than we had coming in if it was contrary to your divine will.
Harukazwa mwamwe hao mwobu siuchwana. Luzama esina batu baba shutana. Luye ni mulelo o shutana kufita olvile niona. Haruke ni mwahali. Haiba no shutana kwa tatu ya hao ye pahami.
May we go out with a determination to hold to the horns of the altar until our soul is satisfied. Amen. That we have had an experience with you. And we know of whom we speak because we have met him and know him and have fellowship with him. Grant these things, Father. Heal the sick and afflicted.
Lukone kuzwa, luye ni chiseho ya kuswala kwa manaka aletare. Kufitela mioyo yalu na ikuli swa kulilu. Vile ni kutwiso niwena. Miruziba yolo ambola fatengi. Kakulilumu katani ni kumuziba. Mane luna ni kutwiso niena. Lumerezalita bazendate. Fulisaba kuli ni wabazi yele hile.
Bless our lovely and precious pastor. God, we pray that you'll be with him and his lovely sisters as they sang the gospel and preach it in their radio.
Fuyola mulisa na walu na yomunde miyala teha mulimu. Lula pela kuli ube niyena nilike ezeli za haezende. Habanzi bao pela evangeli. Nikuli kutaza mwasili mbasabona.
Bless the strangers that's in our gates. Lord, may they go out tonight with a charge in their heart and a purpose that they from this hour on, if they do not know you and have not served you before, may they serve you.
Fuyola bae nyibabali muami nyako yalu na mulena. Haba zwele kwa ndebu siubo. Kachise uye tuna mwali piluzabona. Nimulelo wa kulibona. Kuzwa kahola ye kuya kwa pili. Haiba haba kuzibi. Mihaba sika kusebeleza patengi. Haba kusebeleze.
Knowing this, that all other things will come to naught, but the word of the Lord shall remain forever.
Amen.
Grant it, Father. Forgive us all of our sins. And may we meet at that great goal.
Kakuzibachwa nakuli, lika zengu ikawu fela, likaba zambango. Kono linzu la mule na likasi ya laku ya kuile. Lumeleza cholondate, lusu walele libizaru na kawu fela. Miluko pane, letengi, kokutuna.
Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary Street.
After the message, let's just bow our heads and worship him. As we sang to him.
Twale kasamula walingusa, aluina misengilito zaruna nikumula pela. Harunze luo pele la kuyena.
I love him. With all your heart.
Kapil zamina kaufila.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on How many really love him? Raise your hand. Say, just by witness, I love him. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Kibabaka iluli baba mulata, akuna unelizo la hao, bulela cholo kakubapaki na mulata. Oh, kana hakiyo mundienji.
You know, I just love to sit like this and just drink in somehow. His presence, his word gone forth, it's fallen into the hearts. It corrects us, it brings us into to subjection to his spirit. How lovely it is just to worship him, man.
Mwaziba nitabela fela kuinanga chwana nikunwa fela chwalo. Kwa kubatengi kwa hae. Linzula hae liutuwa halile. Liwezi mwalipilu. Lalu sikulula. Lirutisa mwaza maiso yamu ya wahae. Hakibunde nivo kumulula pela fela kanti.
As you go from the church tonight, go worship in him.
Yeah.
And remember this week, there's a prayer meeting here on Wednesday night. Don't forget Brother Neville's broadcast on Sunday. Or on Saturday at 9 o'clock over WLRP. I just love to hear them, don't you?
Tala ya muze muzu wa mwake reke busubo muzambaye mumula pele. Mimu upule sunda ye, kuna ni muko pano wate apelomo lavula lusihu. Musike mwa libala papazo, fasili mba samuzwa lineve wala sunda. Kamba la perikelo, kanai nikiloko, famu pito ya WLRP. Na atabiranga fela kubatele za minavo.
The quartet or the trio sounds so pretty. Wife and I and the kiddies, we all get the little radio out and hover around it to listen to Brother Neville and his broadcast and his wonderful words of how he exalts the God that he loves and believes.
Kibabane kambababa lalu, vautuala handeluli, musala kanina nibanana kau fela luunganga kalimbakaluna, nikuzo la fandelu, liyo kavea mohali, kuteleza kumuzole nevao nisikuwa tesahaye fasilimba. Mimanzu ya haya amande, aka mwa pahamiseza, mulimu yo alata nikulumela.
Don't say this to you strangers here. If you haven't a church home, come join with us. I tell you, not saying this in him sitting here. No, sir. I said this many times. I love Brother Neville.
Musika mabulela seku, minaba enyimo, haiba munakeleke kwa malapamina, mutae, mukopa na angeniluna. Na amibulelela, anibuleli cholo kakuli ute nimo, batilisha, nibulezi cholo linakozengata, nilata mzole Neville.
This first he's a theologian. First thing, he's a child of God. The next thing, he's the same every day. I've known him for years. He's never changed one bit. He's still Armand Neville, a servant of the Lord Jesus.
Yo, pili kimu ituti wa zabula pili. Nto ya pili, kimu anamulimu. Nto ya tetama, wasu, wanaza, zinizazi. Nimuzivile selimia hachwale. Hasika chinchafatengi, niheba hanyinyani. Usaliye na Armand Neville, mutanga mule na Jesu.
And I think he's got, the other night, I called up to ask him if he didn't in his program could make room for us to come down and pray for the sick. There's some coming in was this morning, you know. And his little wife answered the phone, and I was talking to my wife back there about it.
Minina na kuli unani usiku bwungwi na mubiza kumubuza haiba na askaba mwatu kiso ya hai. Haiba na akalu lukiseza sibaka sakutaha kutola pelela bakuli. Nekunani bene bataha mwatengi kakusasa na chwana mwaziba. Mimusala hai alaba luwaile. Mine nisulikuwa mbola ni musalaka. Ya inezi kwa mula wakwa ni kazona.
And how we thank God for his lovely little wife and his family. That's very fine. When you see a minister and his wife getting along like that in sweetness and humbleness, that just makes the church go that much better. That's just sweeter as the days goes by.
Nikamolu itumile la kumulimu. Kamusala hai omunde omunyani nilubasu wa hai. Zeo kizende luli. Amu wanamu kutazi ni musala hai wa utuana cholo. Mwavu nde ni vishui. Zeo seza fila kileke kuzamaya. Mwavu nde fila cholo. Seo siba fila munati kuyakamazazi muatahira.
You love him with all your heart? All right. Amen. We got a dismissing song that we sang. Take the name of Jesus with you. You give us a little card, sister, if you got it there in the book. And we're going to sing our dismissing song. And when we sang the first verse, we want to turn around and shake one another's hands. All right. Amen. Give us the card.
Mwamulati akalipilo zami nakaufila. Kulukile. Runanipina yelu lukuluhanga kayona. Yetwi ungeli vizola Jesu kouya. Mi akulufemu nembo, nyana kezeli, haiba unaniyo na mwabuka, miluka opera pina yaluna ya kwa kayona, mi haluta opera watimana ya pili, lubata kufetuila kwa ni kwa, luswala ne mwamazo kulukile, lufemu nembo kifo.
The name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give.
Mulimu akufu yole muzwale.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, power and joy of heaven.
Let's take this verse now. At the name of Jesus bowing, all he prostrate at his feet. Of kings in heaven will crown him. Oh, when our journey is complete,
what that is all the coyote visa?
Precious name, oh, sweet, oh, Father, and joy. Precious name, oh, sweet,
many remembers our little song we used to sing, Don't Forget the Family Prayer? You remember it? I don't know whether you know how to record it or not. Let's try it once. Don't you remember it? Maybe I could try it once with you.
Kibabaka ibaba upulaka pina karuna kwenye lopelanga kuli usilivalita pelo alubasi. Mwai upula, hani theoma, anizibi haibawa izibayo, kamba munembo wayona. Kamba ne, alu ilikengi, kikuli, amu upuli, alu, mwendi ni ilike, hape, nimina.
Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there.
Amen.
He will take your every care. Oh, don't forget the family prayer. How many has family prayer?
Kibabakai, bababanga, nilitapiru, marubasi.
That's good. Let's try it again. I'll get that back in here. I like that. All together now, don't.
Zeo kizende, alu ilikenye hape. Nika iteleza kwa mula wakwanu na halata cholo. Kaufila hamuwa chwale.
Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there. He will take your every care. Oh, don't forget the family prayer. Oh, Lord. It is written in the scriptures that they taken from the body of Paul,
Amen.
Handkerchiefs or aprons, and Amen. Unclean spirits went away from the people, and diseases were healed.
Oh, mulena, kungozu mwama ngolokuli neba angile famubili wa Paulu si masila nilitaulo. Mane miwaya ye masila neizwa mwasijaba nima tukuna afoliswa.
We pray, O Lord, that like manner it shall be shown upon these tonight as I send them to the needy and the sick.
Lwala pela, oh, mulena mufuta ocholo usubo. Sinahani lirumela kwa bakuli.
Out somewhere in the lands, there's someone expecting and waiting this to happen.
Yes.
I pray, Father, that you'll grant it in the name of Jesus, my Son. Amen.
Kwande ko mwali bakazeo, kuna niali velezi nikuli telatabaye kwezahala. Na alapirande atekuli, ulirumeleze, kalibizo la Jesu mwana hao. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask as we bow our heads, if our most precious brother Smith over there from the Church of God, who we have found, just like our brother Neville here, to be a loyal, faithful servant of God.
Tuali nikakupa hanzi luina misalito zaluna. Haba mzuali Smith yomunde, yazo kwa Church of God, yo, lufumani. Inge fila mzuali neva ufa. Kuli abe ya ishuile, ya sepala, mutanga mulimu.
I'm going to ask him to ask the blessings upon you to continue through this coming week. God bless you till we meet you again, Brother Smith.
Nikamukupa kuli amekupele limbu yoti. Kuzula pili mwasunda ye, mulimu amefuyole kufitila lubona na hapi. Mzole Smith.
As we close this Lord's Day and Mother's Day, we want to thank you for the great and the precious contribution.
Amen.
That the mother of men, since Eve, the mother of all living, gave birth. We thank thee, O Lord, for the mother of Moses and of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob.
Yes. Amen.
And of the patriarchs and the minor and the major prophets.
Yes.
We thank thee for the mother of Paul. And Peter, and John Wesley, and John Knox.
Yes.
The mother of our dear brother, and bless this man of God, he moves from place to place, exalting the Christ who has saved him.
Amen.
Shake each other's hands. Welcome back again to the tabernacle.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hey, mulena. Lumeleza cholo mulena. Amen. Muswala ni mama zoho, muamuhezu hape kukutila kwa tabenakele, mulimu amifu yole.